Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. North Carolina faces a Monday deadline to respond to the U.S. Justice Department about a controversial state law. For member station WFAE, Michael Tomczyk reports the Justice Department says part of the law is discriminatory.
This is the latest fallout over a North Carolina law that excludes LGBT people from protection against discrimination and requires transgender people to use the bathroom corresponding to their birth certificate. The U.S. Justice Department sent Governor Pat McCrory a letter 4 days ago saying the bathroom provisions violate civil rights law. The letter said that state workers and students must be allowed to use the bathroom corresponding to their gender identity. Governor McCrory, a Republican, says his office is still deciding how to respond. The federal government could sue or withhold education funding if the law remains as is. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.
A standoff is continuing in a Syrian prison between security forces and hundreds of prisoners who are demanding the release of political detainees held without trial. Government forces have surrounded the prison since failing to retake it on Friday. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports human rights activists are warning there could be a massacre.
The security forces mounted another effort to retake the prison on Saturday, having failed in several attempts the day before. They used live ammunition as well as tear gas and rubber bullets. The BBC has been told that 15 prisoners were shot and wounded. The prisoners remain defiant, but conditions are getting worse. Electricity and water supplies have been turned off. The prisoners have been catching rainwater in an open courtyard to drink. What sparked the revolt a week ago was a move to transfer several detainees to another notorious prison, said Naya, which is seen by those who know as tantamount to a death sentence.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is promising to hold on to nuclear weapons development, despite international calls to stop. NPR's Elise Hu reports he made the remarks during a speech to a rare political gathering in Pyongyang.
Kim Jong-un spoke before thousands of loyalists in Pyongyang at the Workers' Party Congress. It's the highest-level political convening in North Korea, and the first of its kind since 1980. In lengthy remarks, Kim said, quote, American imperialists pose a threat, and as long as that threat continues, so will the North Korean nuclear program. Kim did say that his country would not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty was infringed on. South Korea issued an immediate response. It said the international community does not acknowledge the North as a nuclear nation. And it said it will not tolerate North Korea's refusal to give up its weapons. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.
The average price of gasoline is continuing to climb. It jumped by 9 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.27 a gallon for regular grade. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Questions are coming from both sides of the border about the relocation of convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to a region that is one of his cartel's strongholds across the Rio Grande from El Paso, Texas. As NPR's John Burnett reports, it theoretically moves him a step closer to extradition to the United States.
Chapo Guzman had escaped last July from his prison cell through a sophisticated tunnel under the high-security Altiplano prison in central Mexico. A chagrined government recaptured him in January in his native Sinaloa state. Mexican security officials said he was moved to a federal prison in Juarez so that security upgrades could be made at Altiplano. The governor of Chihuahua State, where Chapo is now locked up, told reporters on Saturday there's no risk of an escape. U.S. justice officials have been saying privately they expect Guzman to be brought to the United States to stand trial in Brooklyn for cocaine trafficking. Mexican officials did not mention a possible extradition, only that the wily trafficker would be more secure in Ciudad Juarez. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Light rain and cooler temperatures are helping crews fight a massive wildfire that has devastated Canada's oil sands town of Fort McMurray. More than 80,000 people who evacuated are now waiting to see what happened to their homes. A storm that brought a series of tornadoes to eastern Colorado has dumped up to a foot of snow in Wyoming and is expected to bring more hail and rain to the Rocky Mountains and eastern plains through Monday. The National Weather Service says the storm stalled over the Rockies and is expected to move toward Nebraska, where it could stall again. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.